In the upcoming interview, I will be interviewing three people involved with the Spokane Civic Theater production, Holiday Hijinks. I was misinformed and was really incorrect on one name. The Jack that I will be speaking with is Jack Delahanty. More things starting up here for the season, and that is downstairs, the Studio Theater at Spokane Civic Theater. A different kind of production called Holiday Hijinks, and we have three people involved with that. Josephine Keefe, Jack Fogarty, and Rebecca Craven, whom I will start with first about where did this... And first, good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
To greet each of you. And Rebecca, you who have recently moved to our town.
Yes.
But very... a veteran theater person, right?
Indeed.
Has done stuff all your
life.
Since
I was 13, so...
Okay.
Lots of years in the theater, and I'm excited to get involved in the theater around the town here.
So were you sitting around in a room when people sit, Civic said, what in the world should we do this this Christmas?
I was brought in to bring together a show that would be different from the normal Christmas show. My organizational skills and comic timing of theater were asked to be brought in to bring together a bunch of little skits and music and fun that would be an anti-Hallmark feeling to what's normally out there. Something sassy, something fun, and more adult for an option.
And so that is the Holiday Hijinks that opens this Friday, and it will be just Fridays and Saturdays, right?
Yes.
For these 2 weeks, this weekend and next weekend at 7:30 downstairs at the Civic. So, well, there's the organization, but then there's the conception. There's the coming up with material. Did they just kind of say, go find stuff? Or how did finding the material come
about? We read a lot of different options. There are books of scripts of 10-minute plays. We got local playwrights to submit options. We just read and read and read and kind of culled down the ones that were where we wanted to be with it. And then we took our top 20 options and went out to the directors that we had gathered from around town. We've got so many great people involved, and had them read them and say what they thought. And then from there, we just culled it down to the core that we have now.
Okay. And Jack Fogarty, who is not only directing something, but you're a playwright, does one of your plays. Do you have material in this?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think playwright might be a stretch. So when I first heard about this concept and what they were going to do, I thought, this sounds like a really fun evening. Mm-hmm. And at first I just said, I would be willing to direct or mm-hmm. Be involved in some way. And then I just found myself in front of the computer and wrote this little play. So, yeah, it's fun to have it in the evening, mm-hmm. and I hope people enjoy it.
And so something just started coming to you. And Josephine Keefe, were you on the ground floor of any of these discussions, or did you come along simply as a director later?
I came along simply as a director later. Mm. I was I've directed Rebecca over at a production over at SFCC, The Misanthrope, in the spring. And so we've kept in touch, and she brought this production up to me and asked if I would want to be involved. And it sounded like a lot of fun, just an evening of irreverent humor around the holidays. So I said absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she sent me the files of scripts that they were considering, and then we, as she said, we rated them and provided our feedback, honest feedback on what stuck and what didn't and what would make for a nice collection for the evening. And I think what we've come up with is, a really fun evening around the holidays and around some of the stereotypes around the holidays. I think we do make fun of Hallmark humor, but we also make fun of some of the humor surrounding what's typically known for a lot of people to be a lonely time, a time of missing family, a time of breakups and makeups and
relationships.
the frustration from millennials on what they'll receive for Christmas, and so I think it's a nice combination of plays that were selected.
Yeah. One of the most famous cliches, because it's true, is, dying is easy, comedy is hard. Has it worked well to find material that just really sticks with you, and as you narrow down to these?
I think we were very fortunate to have a large group that we read through and found a bunch of options. But then we brought in all the directors and we just read through them and said, okay, we've read them, we've rated them, but now let's read them out loud and see what works comedically and what flows and what will talk to the audience. And so we were very fortunate in just how we were able to locate some of these scripts to really have an impact for the night.
And Josephine, you were giving kind of some examples of millennials and relationships and a lot of the issues that one can build, you know, Christmas satire around. I guess it sounds like the whole thing is kind of Christmas satire in a loving way, maybe.
It is, yeah. Well, one of the only song that I technically direct is a take off of Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas." What is that song?
Is You.
Is You.
Yeah, it is in the original.
I've been listening to the satirical version, which is now this millennials' take on "All I Want for Christmas is Cash," mm-hmm. and the millennial heartache around the Christmas season is that they receive ugly Christmas sweaters and they receive Bath and Body Works sets and a lot of things that they're never going to use. And really, just please, Mom and Dad, just give me cash. That's all I need is cash. Let me buy my own gifts. So we have, you know, two young actors that really embody and embrace that passion, and it comes out really hilarious. It's a very funny little piece, as are all of the pieces. Yeah. But the energy of that is on, you know, just touching on the things that sometimes we find a little obnoxious about the holidays too, as much as we love it.
Sure, of course. And Jack Fogarty, the piece that you ended up writing, or it came out of your fingers at the word processor, or whatever. Where did you go with it?
I know there's a lot of people who find the holidays really difficult. Some even just, you know, really hate to see Christmas Eve come mm-hmm. Because of past memories or family situations or whatever.
Or because there's bars open that night.
Yeah, that's what I started with, is somebody who really doesn't like, loves Christmas Day, but doesn't like Christmas mm-hmm. Eve. And he's trying to break up with his girlfriend on Christmas Eve. And so that's where I started. And it's very short. It's only about 7 minutes long. Yeah. And it has, as I was writing it, I realized, you know, just the two of them sitting at the table isn't going to be enough. So I added a waiter who never speaks, but comes in and out of the scene quite a bit. And I think because of the waiter, then the comic timing kind of all comes together for the three of them.
Now, is this Reader's Theater or is it?
No, it's staged. It's
full-on
staged
production.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We keep it simple,
yeah.
Very simple
of
tech.
Course, yeah.
And the idea was not to necessarily only pick scenes that were holiday scenes. And I think that's why it worked and we had more options. We took scenes that could be adapted to the holidays. Maybe they wear a sweater or have decorations out or maybe make a mention. But the original process wasn't stuck to just holiday scenes. So
yeah.
That broadens us.
Sure. And now, are you, and this is Rebecca speaking, are you also directing one of the plays in addition to being in charge of the production?
Yes, I do direct two of them, actually, of the scenes.
Well, talk about an emphasis on either one.
The first one I direct is Office Party, and it's just about two people in the holidays that have their Christmas office parties at the same place and end up hooking up, and the hilarity of what happens over the night when they can't believe this is happening. And I won't give away the ending, but it has a great couple of touching moments throughout the night as well to bring it back around, and that's one of them.
Sure. Well, and that, of course, is the other side of satire, of comedy, of everything, is to slide into somebody's consciousness and actually reach somebody. And mm-hmm. I assume that some of these are doing that.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of touching moments for sure, just to remind everybody what the season's about.
Sure. And so this is a kind of brave thing to do as opposed to the usual famous cliched Christmas things. I do want to, I should circle back around if you're just joining us, three people involved with what Spokane Civic Theater is doing downstairs in the infamous Studio Theater where anything and everything goes. And so, as you said, Rebecca, it's the adult Christmas in the best sense of the word adult.
I think
you mean just the people that have been around and, you know, looking for
something fun, different. Something sassy, something you can laugh at, but not have to go through the old sentimentality. Just a different look at the holidays.
And was there some fear that it would or wouldn't attract an audience?
I think there's always that. And I'm new to this theater audience, so we weren't sure if it would be something that pulled people in. But we've seen success in the studio with other shows that had an adult theme. And I think this was something missing. And we looked at that as we need to fill that void.
And it's just for four performances, isn't
yes.
it? Friday, Saturday,
Very
two
quick.
Weeks. Which kind of circle back to Jack, who's been part of Playwrights Forum Festival over the years. Is it kind of like that in some ways?
You know, in some ways it is, because there's a number of directors and a number of different playwrights coming together. I think that production-wise it's a little bit different, because in the Playwrights Festival you understand that each performance is separate and by itself. And actually is judged by both the audience and an adjudicator on its own merits. Whereas this one is an entire evening put together of small scenes. So it has a different feel to it than the Playwrights Festival, but it is similar in that you have a number of directors working in the same space at the same time. So it's similar in that way. But I think people will find this a very unique evening. And it's not just, scripted scenes. There's music and there's dance and, there's parts of it that almost have a kind of laugh-in feel to it, people coming and going. And so it's a very different kind of evening.
Yeah, Rebecca, talk a little bit more about how you've combined things, how you lead from one thing to another.
We've definitely have a flow to the evening. We start out with a big musical number to kind of set it up, and then we just keep it as simple as possible, some Christmas carols in that would be fitting to what the next scene is, and it just leads in. We have three different areas of the stage, and each scene kind of rotates around the different areas, some interaction with the audience, in different ones, some improv components. So it just kind of flows from one to the next. We don't have to change anything. We don't have to have a set big change or anything like that transitionally. So we just flow from each one to the next, trying to keep it a nice, tight, fun time between the shows.
Yeah. This is Holiday Hijinks, which is the 8th and 9th and the 15th and 16th, the Friday, Saturday of this weekend and next weekend at Spokane Civic Theater. And so one can, 325-2507, I think, is the famous phone number there that one can call to find out more about that. Anything we've forgotten about?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's just a wonderful bringing together of a lot of talents from the community, both directorially and acting.
Yeah, we really haven't talked about the range of the people who are doing, of the actors. Talk some about the people involved as actors in this.
We have young to old. We cover the spectrum of all sorts of people that are new to doing theater to have done it for decades. And by bringing together both directors that have worked at all sorts of different aspects of the community, Coeur d'Alene and at college level or stage left, that we brought them all together, and they each individually worked on theirs, and then we're bringing it all together as a piece together and creating that ensemble flow to the evening. And so there is such a great capacity for everybody from all walks of life to come together in this one evening.
Yeah, I would have to just concur. Please. That it's been a really nice, one of the nice experiences in this has been listening to everyone's story as to why they decided to audition for this particular show, what brought them to it. And everyone has their own unique experiences being inspired by shows that they've already seen at Civic or productions they've been a part of elsewhere in the community. But I the general consensus, I feel, is that Holiday Hijinks has a fundamentally community theater foundation to it. It really brings every person with every walk of life, young and old, to this production. And everyone's been very supportive in providing that overall overarching theme to this holiday irreverent evening.
Nice. Thank you. Josephine Keefe, who was just speaking, and prior to that, Rebecca Craven, who was just speaking. Oh, thank you to both of you, and certainly to Jack, who is our venerable representative of theater in Spokane. Is that what we get to call you?
Yeah, well, sure. Go ahead.
Well, you had the long career involved with Gonzaga. Talk briefly about that on the way out.
Yeah, I was at Gonzaga for 32 years. Mm-hmm. Josephine was one of my students. You know, I've been in and out of Spokane, too. I worked in Chicago and a little bit in New York. And so, theater's been my life for quite a long time. Actually, my first production at Civic Theater was when I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was the theater was still down at the old Post Theater downtown before Nordstrom's took over that building.
So you and I both remember the Post Theater. When I first played in the Spokane Symphony in high school, the symphony was playing in the Post Theater.
That's right, yeah.
And so you and I, what we would share is that great view from stage of the theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was so romantic because it seemed like it had levels that went on forever.
Yeah, yeah. It was a wonderful space, yeah. I was, really young when Civic Theater was still on Riverside mm-hmm. Avenue. That was a long time ago. I heard stories about that.
Yeah.
Good. Some drawings on rock somewhere about it.
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. So, Jack Fogarty, thanks for all of your involvement. Once again, four performances this weekend and next weekend of Holiday Hijinks. That was our interview for Holiday Hijinks. My apologies to one of the interviewees. I was misinformed. The Jack to whom I kept speaking was the well-known Jack Dillahanty, actor, director, and very important person in theater around here for many years. My apologies to him.